Okay, this is Mary Nell Young, and I'm at Prestonsburg talking with David Sizemore, and I have some interview questions that pertain to his role as a fiddler, and I think I'm going to go down through the questions and see what kind of comments that David Sizemore has for us. Basically, we're in four different categories here, and first we're going to talk about the role fiddling plays now, and the kind of fiddling you experienced earlier and in your mid-years, and then what kind of fiddling's coming up for you in the future. So, David, how much time do you devote to your fiddle playing now?
Well, I'll usually play all day long. I'll play, I guess, 2 hours. Sometimes I'll play 1 hour up here of a night, and sometimes longer than that.
Do you come up here with a certain list of tunes, or do you just enjoy your music?
I just pick my fiddle up and start playing.
What kind of things then put you in the mood to play different kinds of tunes?
Well, I just like to play. I just like the music.
Are you still learning new tunes?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't nothing. I'd just go ahead and play one old tune right over and over. I learn new ones every week.
And you play the fiddle. What other instruments do you play?
I play them all. I've got, I think, 20 fiddles. I've got some 200 years old. I've got 3 5 mandolins. I've got 3 5-string banjo. I've got 3 or 4 dulcimers laying around here.
Now, did you make the dulcimers?
Yeah, them all. My work.
Did anyone teach you how?
No, sure never. I just started making. That's the way I done on the violin. Nobody never showed me nothing. I showed a lot of fellas how to make violins and stuff, but they won't never tell you that I showed them anything.
Oh, and you've been making violins here too?
A long time. I've got my first one I ever built back there.
About how many fiddles have you made?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't know how many I made. I've not made, probably 12 or 15 or something like that, because I make everything else, you know, and there's more money in anything else than they are making the fiddles.
So you've made mandolins?
Oh, yeah, that's all my mandolins. That's very expensive.
And you've made banjos?
I've made a lot of banjos.
Have you ever made a bass fiddle?
No. I've made guitars, though.
You made guitars,
yeah,
too?
I got one of my only guitar I ever made, because there wasn't no money in that. Mm-hmm. I let a fella down Tyson have it. It's a dandy, but it's too much material goes in for the amount of money you get out of it. Mm-hmm. Dulcimer, more money in dulcimer than anything I fool with. Mm.
Do you make dulcimers now?
Yeah, I make them and sell them. I don't know how many I've sold. I've got a lot of them. There's a band in California playing one of my F5 mandolins, and there's a band there playing one of my handmade fiddles, too.
So when you say handmade, do you...
My pocket knife job. That's what I call that.
Mm-hmm. It plays very, very nicely.
Yeah, that's a very good violin right there. I don't know. Well, I've got some good ones there, but I just prefer that one.
How old were you when you first started trying to play music?
Well, I was, I've carried this old guitar all over the country, everywhere. That's what I've always played. I played with another band, you know. I always played with the guitar. But then, there's no lead. When I settled down here all the time, with no leads. We didn't have nobody. The old fiddler that I played with the years, he died in 44. I think me and Harry looked him up on the cemetery. He died in 44. And there's no fiddlers. So I decided we had to have a fiddler. So I just took up fiddling. That's probably 40 years ago.
So you'd been hearing those tunes all the time. What was his name, the fiddler that you played with?
Tex Vanderpool. Walter was his name, but he went by name by Tex. Now, he's got stuff up in the Library of Congress, too.
I'll look it up and see if we can't find it.
Now that's what I've been trying to get. I'd give anything, but just hear him play one tune.
Is there any particular tune that
now,
takes
there's
place?
There's a tune that we called it Wallopin' Lou. but actually it's East Tennessee Blues. But now, when we was playing back in the late 20s and through there, that name was Wallopin' Lou with us. And that's the way I always knowed it by Wallopin' Lou till me and Harry were sitting there playing, and I played. I said, that's Wallopin' Lou. He said, that's East Tennessee Blues.
I see you have some other double names for tunes that we know. You play Turkey Buzzard.
Well, I'm all them old things though. That tune here, but I think I've got it on that tape too. Cuckoo Nest.
Oh, that was
now he called it something else. There's another name.
Harry Bickle.
Yeah, he called it he's something else, but I call it Cuckoo Nest, but that's all ever I hear to call it. But that's a fine fiddle tune. I love to play guitar if I'm playing that. But you can't find nobody to play it.
Well, we'll do our best to learn it. It's our first chance we
It's not
get.
Much touch, you know, but it's just a fine, anything with an extra chord that comes in, I like anything.
Uh-huh.
Like if you just playing Hour A, you put some extra stuff in them, just like a Life and Boy. Now you put a lot of different stuff in the Life and Boy, you know. That's a Buddy. I've got that where Buddy Thomas playing it.
And you talked about your mother playing.
My grandmother.
Your grandmother. Mm-hmm. What did she play that you remember?
Well, now she played all that Getting Up Stars and Frosty Morning, and she played all that old stuff. She tuned her fiddle up kind of like Senator Byrd. I call it New Gear style.
Yeah. What was her name?
Sally. She was Jacobs, I think. She from up around Caney, up and around that school. That's where her home was.
Is that here in Floyd County?
Yeah.
Or?
No, that's up in another county, Caney Creek College, you know, Knott County.
So your people were over in Knott County.
Yeah, that's my people, all Sloans and all of them up in there. You know, there a lot of them works the college there. They're all my people.
A lot of them play music too, I bet.
Yeah, yeah. Sizemore now. There's more Sizemores down around in Greenup than there are Smiths around here. Remember you ever down in there?
Yeah.
See, the Sizemores.
Sizemores and Sloans. I looked up the Sloans in the Hindman phone directory, and there were 2.5 pages, and there's only 900 people in the phone book. Let me ask you about a tune that Hiram Stamper played. He played a tune, and he called it The Last of Sizemore. Have you run across that tune?
I never did. He never did play it when I was up there.
Well, we'll have to ask him about it the next time we see him.
And I'm going up in a few days to see him, and I'll make him get that. I never heard that one.
Uh-huh. He plays it after he plays Last of Callahan. He plays The Last of Callahan, and then if you ask, he'll play The Last of Sizemore, and he insists that both men were hung.
just like there's no fiddler down Greenup Reservoir down there in Folk Festa. I've got his picture up there somewhere. Me and him was playing out under a big tree, and he played a tune. He called it Big Dog. He played it out G. Then he played another tune called Little Cat. He played it out A, but they're both the same things that I could tell.
Right.
Lee Triplett. Do you remember? You heard talk of Lee Triplett?
I've heard the name of Lee Triplett.
Well, I've got him. He's up there on that somewhere. Me and him was fiddling down under a big old tree, and he played, but I couldn't. It was all the same to me. I turned that down where I'll show it to him here.
All right. I see. Lee Triplett.
Got us out there none. And actually, I said, with the fiddlers were there, I wouldn't know how many fiddlers were there. Some very fine violins. Uh-huh. But he had the sorest looking fiddle in the crowd, and I wouldn't give it for half a dozen the rest of them. It wasn't no wood in it, but it was the best tone fiddle I ever heard.
Is that? Now, where was Lee Triplett from?
West Virginia.
And you were up in Huntington?
No, we was over at the lake down at Greenup. Down
oh, up at Greenup, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty up there.
Yeah, we was under a big old oak tree way out in the field, and this fellow from Huntington, a reporter from Huntington come along there and snapped our picture, and that come out in Huntington paper, and somebody sent it to me.
So Lee Triplett was the
fine old time fiddler.
Fine fiddler.
Yeah. I've got some on tape there where he's done shows, and it tells what places. I believe that I've got a tape here where that was the 12th day straight that he'd been on the road.
Oh, is that
playing day and night.
Is that right? You have some other tapes of fiddlers. You said you had a nice collection. You have Alva Green, and you knew him?
Yeah, I will.
Where did Alva Green live?
He lived out on 32 between Grayson and Moorhead. You know, when you come in the road on the 7,
mm-hmm.
when you turn off on 7, the 32 goes straight ahead. Now, he lived right out in that section now, just a little ways.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he lived.
Did you ever run across a fiddler named Sanford Kelly by any chance from Morgan County?
No. I know of the old man, but he'd been dead a long time.
Yeah.
Actually, that was the only one that I ever knowed of in Morgan County. But he was always playing around there in the sorghum fest and everything, but I seen the paper where I should have cut the picture out, but I seen where he had died.
Yeah. Yeah. I see a picture up there of Hiram Stamper on his porch, and you visit with him some.
That's where we was playing on the porch, and we was... That's when I was telling you about we was playing, going to the meeting house.
Yeah.
And when he got done, he said, "Boy, sir, we're good, ain't we, Dave?"
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're good, ain't we, Dave?
Do you keep a list of tunes?
Huh?
Do you keep a list of tunes that you play?
I do. I have a lot in my... I've got a double fiddle case there. I carry two fiddle. I like to tune one up and... I'm playing Bowen Parts or Trees. I like to tune with them in the natural D, and I carry two all the time. Well, a lot of times, you know, something, a string, break a string or something, then Fury and a Square Dance or something, you can lay one down and grab the other, and don't. Oh, well, that's the reason I carry two.
What's your favorite tune now?
Mockingbird.
Mockingbird. That's the one you like to do, huh?
I like the Mockingbird. I like Hugh Arthur Smith.
How did you get the first fiddle that was yours?
I believe Dr. Randall's, Dr. Marvin Randall, I believe, gave me the first fiddle I've had of my own. Being old. Well, he's a fine fiddler, uh-huh. and his wife played piano. Back... Well, I couldn't have bought me a hamburger, you know, but they'd go out to have these big suppers, you know. Doc played the fiddle and his wife played the piano, and he'd pay for my plate for me to go with him to play guitar.
Oh, that trio there that you had.
Yeah, and I seen his daughter lives in somewhere way off now. I met her up here on the street the other day, and I asked her, did you have any tapes of it? And she didn't make anything. Of course, I didn't have anything to make a tape of either. So
you started your tape collection a few years ago.
Yeah. And then when I hear it, just like you now, you see. Now, every fiddler I hear, or everybody, I have people from all over the United States will come here, you know. Mm-hmm. And if they, some of them will play something and some of them won't. But if they play anything, then I put it on tape. I have it on tape.
We'll have to have the David Sizemore collection, won't we?
Yeah, that there's no lady from out there around Washington, close to Washington. It's close to Yakima, Washington. I've got a sister who lives in Yakima, Washington. Now, I don't know where she ever heard of me at, but she come here. She was over to Lake and wanted to know if she could come over to one. She wanted to see me. Washington.
That's a far hike, isn't it?
California, just so many different states. And where they get hold of me, I don't know. Well, I said, come on over, I'll talk to you.
Your popularity extends all the way to Pacific, doesn't it?
And there was in Boston, not Boston, there's several colleges, big colleges that's been here. Mm-hmm. I've got tapes of them talking, and they've got a lot of tapes of me talking too, and from different places. And in Massachusetts, there's a fellow come here, and he must lay around 2 or 3 days before he'd ever catch me, but he finally caught me. And he said, this will be in their collection of there. So he wasn't a musician. He just wanted to talk to me about my life and my people and everything.
Well, is there anything else I should ask that you told him that you need to tell us?
Well, he mostly wanted to know about my granddad. Mm-hmm. And, well, there's a big history about my granddad and my great-granddad. He was the third-bred Cherokee Indian. See, I'm an Indian.
Yeah.
And he mostly wanted to know stuff like that, how he was, you know. I don't know if you've ever read any the history of Taos Hall, Clabe Jones, and Bill Hawk Sizemore.
Mm-hmm. And I know that Sizemore was one of the first names here in eastern Kentucky.
Yeah.
They came up through Pound Gap.
Yeah, that's where old now Golden Hawk. He first come to this country. He comes to Sayersville, and the history says he stole his wife and left, and when he come back, he had Grandpa, and they called him Bill Hawk.
He was Bill Hawk after his father, Golden Hawk.
Golden Hawk, they called him Bill Hawk, because the Cherokees Indians, so that hawk come in there, you know, so we go with the name of Hawks, I don't know why. Just a lot of them will call me Hawk.
Oh, Hawk Sizemore, huh? that kind of hangs on.
Grandpa, Clabe Jones, and Taos Hall. Supposed to have been the three of the worst men there was in this country. Now, Taos Hall, they called him, hung him in Wise, Virginia. But now, Clabe and Grandpa died a natural death. You notice this big battle up here, all this big battle in the Middle Creek right around mm-hmm. up here? My granddaddy fought in there.
He fought in that one.
I believe it's called the Battle of Middle Creek. There's a big thing up there on the highway somewhere that you...
Your people have been right around here for the last four generations that you know of.
Yeah.
What was school like when you were a boy?
I went to kids that all burnt down. Name school and that I will luckily.
I think that's interesting. Every fiddler I've asked says, boy, that was the worst thing. It was like being in prison.
Oh, it was the worst thing that ever happened to me when named schools. I mean, I just dropped. I never did like it. I just...
Well, you learned to play music and then you played for dances. You've always kind of... Yeah. Been contributing member of your community is providing this music so that people could come together and enjoy being with each other. Was there ever a time when you didn't play much?
Well, yeah, it There was one time that I didn't hit one for a while and I didn't play any. When the 57 flood comes, he took everything we had. We didn't have nothing. Yeah, it put us about $15,000-$20,000 right down the drain. It all my instruments, my fiddles, guitars, everything was ruined. And I quit for, it must have been 10 or 12 years that I didn't even hardly pick one up. The good fiddles was ruined.
Let's see, that was in 57, so at that time you were 37, 40, middle age.
Financial and everything. We was bad off, took everything we had.
And so then it was a period of time after that until you were able to get an instrument.
Yeah, until I took an notion as boy working on the police, was one of the city policemen. And he's a fine musician now, but he's got a gospel bunch and he don't play, but we fiddled together 14 years. We played two fiddles together for 14 years, and he joined the church, and every once in a while he'll come by and fiddle with. He still plays fiddle tune, but he don't come around much anymore. He's got a gospel bunch, but he's a fine musician.
What's his name?
Hack Thornsbury. Jimmy Thornsbury, he's a professional. Well, that's all he does. He's from down in North Carolina now. And his tapes and everything is by the name of Jim Beam.
Oh.
Jim Beam. I said, well, I was certainly wouldn't have left my dad's name out.
I wouldn't either.
But now that's what I've got one of his tapes here. Mm-hmm. And it's Jim Beam. But Jimmy Thornsbury is his name. Oh, he's a fine banjo player, guitar player. He makes a living. That's the way he makes his living. Mm-hmm. But on this tape, he used to come here all the time, and on that tape, I wouldn't have hardly known him if I'd have met him out on the streets. Way down, big old hat strolls around on it and his beard way down here. I don't guess I knowed him if I just met him on the street.
He was in a disguise.
Oh, he sure was. He didn't even favor him very bit.
Well, did playing the fiddle or playing music of any kind ever create any problems for you?
No. All the problems I have are just getting somebody to come around and play with.
Well, I like to stop here myself. During the time you were earning a living, what did you do?
Well, the best part of my life was in the coal mines. Then I was a well operator for 28 years for Inland Gas Company, mm-hmm. for Ashland.
Natural gas wells?
And I was... They got a recreation out of Ashland I belong to, a quarter century club. And at Green Bow Lake, they're having a meeting today, having big slates and everything.
Oh!
The fellow called me last night and wanted me to go with me. That's where I was going. And I said, no, I've got some company coming in tomorrow. I can't go. So I said, I'd rather have the fiddle than have the steak.
So you forfeited a fiddle to let me interview you today. Well, I sure do appreciate it. I know that you play over at the Highland Festival at Jenny Wiley State Park.
Yeah.
What was that like for you this year?
Well, we had a good time. Did Dobers tell you about?
Just barely talked to him. I knew that he played, but...
Oh.
Did you play together?
Oh, yeah. He done all of his picking with me all the time. Then he called me out on stage and we'd done St. Anne's Reel together.
Good.
Claude Hammond. He plays a good banjo, too.
Yeah.
He done his show on the stage, then he wanted me to come out and play St. Anne's Reel with him, so I went out and played. Of course, he played all the Squire Nason stuff with me on Friday night and Saturday.
Uh-huh. So you played for the dance?
Oh, yeah, we played for the most.
Who called this year?
Well, this Hillbilly Square Dancer from Elkhorn City was the fella that, the old man from, that he had had a heart attack from, that plays every year. Winchester, he's from Winchester. I believe he's from Winchester. He had a heart attack, but his bunch was over there, and somebody else done the calling for them. But the Hillbilly Square Dancers, they're as good as Ralph Sloan and the Tennessee Tremblers.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Oh, they're good. And I play for them every year. So he was in on that. Mm-hmm. We played together.
Well, your name is so well known in Floyd County and Knott County, all through Eastern Kentucky. Everybody that plays music knows that. Well, they tell me, they say, now you need to stop by and see David Sizemore in Prestonsburg. And so your name is well known. And I've been gathering up some names up there at Magoffin County, and I want to call some out to you to establish whether or not you know them, just out of a kind of a little experiment here, because they have, I also rounded up, I don't know whether I had mentioned this name to you, his name's John Salyers. He's been dead for 20 years, but he played up there. I'm kind of flipping through my book here. Have you ever heard of John Wooten from over at Leslie County?
No.
Well, I have a list of tunes that someone gave me. He was born in 1875. He died in 1979, 104 years old. He played right up to the end, and nobody taped him. Nobody. So, you know, what you're doing here is...
No, that's a shame.
Well, it is a shame. Some members of his family talk about what he played, and I found a nephew of his that says he'd let me come down and visit him. But I got a list of people here.
And they didn't have any feeling of him?
Not none. Do you happen to know Lack Reisner from Magoffin County?
Well, he must have been an old-timer. He had not been.
Mm-hmm. Hassel Helton?
No.
Or Beecher Patrick?
I don't know none of them. I know. I've been with all the good musicians, and then I played with all of them, South Salyers and all them fellas. And
South Salyers.
Lum Patton and South Salyers. He used to be with Bill Monroe in the South.
Oh, I didn't know that. Someone had mentioned his name. Oh, is that right? How old a fella is?
Oh, he's not an old man. He's probably 50 years old.
How about Dingus? Bill Dingus or Franklin? Frank Dingus? See, this is one thing that I just wanted to establish, because they are homestyle players. They maybe haven't played out at dances, you know. And it would be interesting to me to see what tunes they're playing, since they haven't been out in the other counties around, mingling in and mixing up the tunes. You kind of see what I'm
saying
there. So it's interesting to me. So if you don't know them, probably we might infer that Hiram Stamper hasn't mixed in with them, because he's tucked over there not.
Yeah.
I didn't think to ask him while I was there.
No. It's funny that sometimes maybe I'll play with somebody a whole lot, but then I won't ask them their name. So, who was that boy? Yeah, I just wanted to hear him pick some. I didn't care about his name.
Do you know Dewey Shepherd?
Yeah, I know Dewey.
He has a gourd fiddle somewhere.
Yeah.
How about Winfield Hutchinson?
Doug Hudson's the only one that I know of. He's a fine musician. He used to be bass for Bill. I don't know. He comes here all the time.
Right. Doug Hutchinson. I wonder if he's any relation to Winfield. Would you ask him the next time he's here?
I'll probably see him. I'm in Appalachia Day. It's supposed to be Saturday. That's Saturday.
We're going to miss that this year. I want to come next year. How about Mannion Campbell? Now, he's from, or Leboy Sexton.
No, I know of Leboy Sexton now. But I'm not personally, but I may be, if I could see him, I would know more about him. But you meet so many of them.
I haven't met them yet. Yeah. These are just names that
I know about
mentioned
now.
To me.
I know of him all that. And there's a fella called Snake Chapman. They'll still be fiddling at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Now, I'd sure like to be here sometime when Art Stamper and Snake Chapman and David Sizemore were all there together, wouldn't you?
Well, I tell you, Snake, he's there about every year when Melvin has his Bluegrass Festival over here. And they'll fiddle sometime. It'd be 5 o'clock in the morning. Will they quit?
Well, does the name George Newsome?
Know
that fellow? No. I don't know whether he knows Snake or not, but both of those names have been mentioned to me.
Where would he be?
County.
Oh, Pike County?
Pike County. But I haven't been able to get over to Pike County yet.
The Kentucky Slim, do you know Kentucky Slim?
No.
Well, he's one of the oldest musicians, I guess, and a big old, I've done a lot of square dancing with him. Playing, he plays, he's a fine bass player, he plays a fine guitar, he sings all these old songs.
Mm-hmm. Where's he live?
He lives in Pikeville.
Okay. Plays bass and guitar?
Oh, he plays bass and guitar too.
What's his real name?
Kentucky Slim's all I know.
Wait, does he list himself in the phone book?
No, I wouldn't know. That's Kentucky Slim's the only thing I know.
How about Jimmy Wheeler? Did you ever meet him?
No.
He's up at Portsmouth.
No. Yeah, I do. The last time I seen him, he'd had two little strokes. Uh-huh. But he was getting better. But he was, he was a fiddler, kind of like Kenny Baker. He played Kenny Baker style fiddle.
Right.
Just about as good as, he said he had showed Kenny Baker a lot of Kenny what he's playing now. He had showed it to him.
Is that right?
Yeah. But he had two little strokes, he said.
Uh-huh. Did it impair his playing?
Yeah, he said, but he was getting better. Last time we went down to Grayson Folk Festival, that's the last time I seen him. He was down there. And who's that old fella used to be over that folk festival down there?
Alva Green, Buddy Thomas?
No, he played a guitar and sang with Alfred Bailey a whole lot. I've got his last letter. I've got his chair. He wrote me a letter.
Uh-huh.
I forget what his name is now. Roger something.
Roger. Breeze.
No.
Breeze?
Roger, his first name was Roger.
Was it Brief?
He sang old songs and played a guitar with Alfred Bailey most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've seen this fella was there. And Lonzo and Oscar. I've done shows of them there.
Lonzo?
And Oscar.
And Oscar. Two different people?
Two people.
What was their name?
They play from Grand Ole Opry and all.
I thought they were going to be from L.A.
No, they were from the Grand Ole Opry.
They brought them in to show us how to do it, didn't they?
Yeah, and we played done a lot of shows with them there.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they are good. One plays the mandolin. Lonzo plays the mandolin. Boy, he's a fine mandolin player. Well, both of them are good. This old boy was with me. He can get a chord for every note in anything he plays. And we was out jamming though, all that. And Oscar looked up. Seen this fella, he's getting them plumb to the bottom and going up. He said, boy, I said, look at there. He said, I just know five chords. But this old fella there, he lived down over in town here, and he can just about get a chord for every note that you're playing.
Is that right?
Yeah, that barn, you know, barn.
Proficient.
Right? Yeah, he does, but I don't like that type of guitar player.
Uh-huh.
I like a fella like we play it, or get something out of it.
Yeah. Stay with it.
Yeah,
get something forward and move on through.
Yeah, that's right. That's just I don't see any much guitar playing in that. But there's a lot of them tunes now that fella down there was playing fit right in with his playing. Uh-huh. Now, Buddy Ratliff, he plays a lot of stuff that this guitar goes right along with Buddy. Buddy is a fine, he's the best old-time fiddler of that outfit.
He's a fine musician.
He's the best old-time fiddler of the outfit. You know, Angie played, you know her.
Oh, yeah.
But now, Buddy is a fine old-time fiddler. Mm-hmm. When you get him down, now he comes here, he'll fiddle. Well, I'll say name. Oh, Lord, I ain't thought of that in 30 years. But pretty soon, Buddy, he's playing right on.
Uh-huh.
A good old-time fiddler. Now, the rest of them don't play a good old-time fiddler.
No, they play
more
a modern,
classical, yeah.
A modern,
yeah.
Nashville country bluegrass.
But now Buddy ever comes around, get him to do some of them old fiddle tunes.
Okay.
Yeah, but he can do it.
All right. We'll work on the old stuff.
Well, he's a violinist too. He can sit down and play with an orchestra. Mm-hmm. Or,
we were talking a little bit earlier about some of the older tunes, some of the tunes that your grandmother played. You want to list through some of those we mentioned?
Now, them three tunes is about, of course, I guess she played everything, but them three tunes was always stood out in my mind more than anything. Frosty Morning, Getting Up Stars, and Brush It Before Dawn Creek.
Uh-huh.
But now that's, but see, they didn't stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
I like to hear them, especially Getting Up Stars and Frosty Morning.
And you'd like to hear them. If we could order them from the Library of Congress there in Washington, D.C., what would that be like?
Yeah, that'd be fine, see. That would be fine, see. Now, she played with, she tuned her fiddle up just like Senator Byrd. You drop two down, you play in G, and you run two up, you play in A, you know. But she, every once when she done, she, that's what we called it, mule gear.
Do you have any idea who she learned to play from?
No. She was from up our Knott County on thing, dang. It, plenty of them old time banjo, mostly banjo pickers back then, though.
Yeah.
I used to play square dancing with an old cowhide banjo. I guess when I was over 12 or 13 years old.
So 12 or 13 years old, you played banjo.
Yeah, I couldn't play, but I could play enough that they didn't care, you know, about, they'd get out and square dance it.
Mm-hmm. Play parties? Did you call them square dances or did you call them play parties?
Well, they're mostly beam stringing and stuff like that, you see. You know, these people used to raise everything you eat. And well, I've seen piles of beans that high up on the wall where there'd be people gathering, you know, and they'd string beans a while and they'd squirnish a while.
I want to change the subject. I just thought of something here a minute. And you've been in Prestonsburg since when?
When did you move here?
Well, we've been here, around here all my life. Well, I've been right here in Prestonsburg for, I was probably 20 years old when we settled back down in a little hall over from town here.
Mm-hmm. A few years ago, a school bus ran off the highway and went into the river.
Mm-hmm.
Did that affect you in any way?
There was none of our people. I knowed most of them. I knowed them, but there wasn't any of our people on either side, was there?
What?
The school bus.
No.
But none of our people.
Uh-uh.
But we knowed a lot of the people.
Well, we knew most all of them, yeah. But wasn't nobody in our family.
That was pitiful.
Yeah, I read about that and just thought I'd mention it since I'm talking to a resident of Prestonsburg.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that earthquake they had, you know. I lived down there in that bus. You couldn't go down there and get them. It was for a long time before you ever got the bus out enough to get the bodies out. But you know they was down there. See, that's way over there in Mexico where that earthquake, so many people.
Yeah, it's an agonizing thing for us.
You're down there and you can't get out.
Well, David, is there any last thing we need to say on our interview about your longtime contribution to the music of Eastern Kentucky? I think you have an impressive record here of the times you've been playing, and you're valuable to us as a instrument maker and as a tune collector and a tape collector of music. And is there anything you would like to add?
No. He's the one. I don't know nothing about his music or anything. Only when he sells, he didn't give me some money.
It's like the old tractor driver. Said, I take you anywhere you want to go and tell you anything you don't know.
Oh, Lord.
We'll leave it with that then.